T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Good morning. Thanks so much for waking up with us. Happy hump day. Obligito a la semana, halfway to the weekend. I love it. Thanks for hanging out. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
What's happening, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning. Are you okay there? You hit your mic.
My hand got caught up on the mic cable and almost knocked the mic out.
You ever hit your teeth on a microphone? That's a bad day.
Have you seen the size of my teeth? The answer is yes.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure the microphone's okay when it comes to you.
Exactly. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You can also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Hey.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What's up, y'all?
Aw, man. Funny story went down last night with my girl, Chelsea. Last night, we're all hanging out here at, at a secret location with our Amp fans and listeners that won VIP exclusive passes to hang out with the Latino boy band CNCO. So they did a Q&A, meet and greet, live session, acoustic style. Absolutely amazing. We'll get all that audio out to you soon. But we're waiting for them to warm up and kind of like tune the guitar and all that. And Chelsea and I are chilling in the back and just chatting up. And all of a sudden, one of the CNCO dudes was like playing some covers, some love songs, right? Not even their own songs, just some covers. And I'm like, yo, Chelsea, that sounds like a nice song. I was like, hey, Chelsea, like, have you ever thought of like what your wedding song would be? And Chelsea's like, oh, yeah. She's like, I actually have a list.
On you?
She pulled out her phone.
No way.
And she's like, I'm literally in her head saying, I'm glad you asked.
Like, I've been waiting for someone. I live in LA and no one asked me that question.
Guys,
so true.
She legit pulled out her cell phone and started playing the songs for me.
Yeah.
And here's one of them. Train. Marry
oh my
me.
God.
That's so embarrassing, but I love this song.
I feel like this is when the wedding ends. He's like, is it too late to object? What is this?
I think the song is now. Listen to what it says. Marry me. Anybody?
Sounds Dutch a little desperate.
I know, right? And then you also said...
This is my favorite one.
Ingrid Michael?
Ingrid Michaelson. She didn't... I think Elvis originally sang the song, but I like her version of it.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Definitely sang the song first. Like 100%.
Yeah.
And about 50 other people after Elvis.
I just like this version though,
you guys. Can you believe that? She's legit. And then honestly, after that, she wanted to keep going. I'm like, oh, you know what? I think the guys are ready.
I know. I actually put my phone to your ear. I was like, listen.
No, I haven't even gotten to number 3 through 5 yet.
So shout out to any of you that are yet to have a man in your life and already have a wedding list song.
I can speak for 95% of men, when you ask them what their wedding song is, they just play this. And they just sit there and stand there with their homies. They're like, guys, this is the last one. This is my literal last day.
Chelsea, you got to speak it into existence, right?
I know, right? I mean, awesome. Those are just songs I listen to, and I feel like it bubbles up emotion.
It's dope.
You know?
Those are nice songs, absolutely. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't have Ed Sheeran, or at least we didn't get to him on the list.
I feel like that's overrated.
He's in the top 10.
I love Ed, but everyone has him as a wedding song.
I'm just glad that you're embracing technology, and when Edgar asked, you didn't pull out some long C scroll, like, like you scribed it with a pen.
It was just like Apple Notes app.
You know, right? Yeah.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Interesting story we got for you this morning. So Kaiser Permanente is actually opening up a medical school here in Pasadena. It's kicking off summer of 2020. Now, you can start applying this June of this year, but the dope part about it is that Kaiser said it's going to be waiving all 4 years of tuition for its first 5 graduating classes.
Wow.
That is huge right there. Medical school for free? It killed me. Especially the demand to go into medical school nowadays is so crazy. I know my niece has been trying to get into medical school for a minute now. And legit, at times you got to apply like outside of the States, out in like islands and whatnot in the Caribbean, which doesn't sound too bad, right?
Yeah. But, oh my God, I can't believe it. My friend got a dental hygienist degree, and then Hawaii was like, hey, we need dental hygienists. And she's like, I got to go to Hawaii. I'm like,
yeah. That's the way to do it.
A lot of people smiling in Hawaii, though. You know, right. They're really happy out there. So, man, big shout out to Kaiser Permanente. That's dope right there. Yeah, Brent.
It's just for some reason, those kind of things make me nervous. Maybe one, because the name Kaiser Permanente sounds like organized crime mob boss. But it just seems like they're like, free tuition for first five graduating classes. And then they're like, then we own
That's
you.
That's what I was saying. I wonder, there's got to be, like, you have a to catch, be there for right? 5 to 10 years then after. Like, you can't go elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a caveat where you have to work within their healthcare organization. They can't just, like... Yeah. You know, leave. You can't just leave, probably. Right. You know,
so. Once you jumped in at Kaiser Permanente, in for life.
You in for life, eh? All right, Brian. So let me ask you this. When you hear, especially being here in Southern California, what comes to mind when you hear people say, hey, are you ready for the big one? What comes to mind?
Yeah, earthquakes every time.
Mm-hmm. Earthquakes, right? Mm-hmm. But now scientists are talking about a different big one. Brian's got some more info on that.
The Los Angeles Times ran a story a couple days ago, and they're referring to the big one as a megastorm.
Right.
Now, I know that sounds crazy, but there could be a megastorm that they call arc storm. So basically, like likening it to Noah's Ark. Like, you're going to get just... the entire southern Los Angeles area is going to be flooded. And I know it sounds kind of absurd because we've been in a drought for 5 years, technically.
Right.
But in terms of water flow. But that's what they said is kind of the tip. It happens about every 900 years or so.
Oh, shoot.
There is a storm. And so right now, they are working on the infrastructure in the Whittier area, San Gabriel Spillway. The Army, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are looking for $900 million to reaffirm that dam in the Whittier area. So basically what happens is it rains epic proportions for like a month solid.
Straight.
Just flooding for a month. And a lot of this, if you live in a higher area, the hillsides are going to be in trouble, right?
Of course.
That's not good. Mm-hmm. But like the area that are below the dam, which is basically Pico Rivera, Whittier, like the Whittier Basin, you got Southgate, those places could be up under 15 feet of water.
Oh,
if they don't. Because we can't handle all that water at one time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it sounds crazy because we're always the ones saying like, hey, don't take showers too long because we're, you know, in the summertime, right, it's so hot. But it just, every 900 years, we have a storm that kind of hits us on in the southern west coast that dumps just ungodly amounts of water.
So, either way we look at it in regards to the big one, because the theory behind the big one in regards to the earthquake is that Cali's going to end up under the water, regardless. And now we're talking about the storm, and we're going to end up underwater, regardless, man. And this year, man, we've already hit 180% of rainfall totals compared to last year.
That is wild.
Just this year, that's crazy. February 20th.
I mean, if you're going to be an optimist about it, I know we like to try to be optimistic here. It's absolutely. Like, just look at where you own, you know? If you own somewhere above the Whittier Dam, beachfront, baby! I know, granted, the water's not going to be real nice, but whatever. It might look pretty.
Well, there you go. That's one way to look at it.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
What a bummer. Thank You Next is no longer number one in the nation. It's number three.
Oh, the humanity of it.
Yeah.
One and two are still Ariana.
Yeah. Number one and two songs are still Ariana Grande with Seven Rings at number one and Break Up With Your Girlfriend on Board at number two, making her the first solo artist to have the 1, 2, 3 spots on Billboard's Top 100. Wow.
Not too shabby.
Crushing it.
The Chelsea Report.
BTS fans, get ready. The K-pop boy band is kicking off a new world tour here in LA at the Rose Bowl on May 4th. I'm so excited. Tickets go on sale March 1st, and I'm going to definitely get them. Are you guys going to?
I would love to, but Brian brings this up all the time. Man, when you park at the Rose Bowl, it messes up your shoes so bad because you're in the lawn and you just get all tore up and whatnot. It's like you just got done playing soccer in there.
I feel bad for that golf course that gets destroyed. I just can't. Like, the Rose Bowl, 94,000 people, that's just... I'm like, listen, good for BTS, and I think it's going to be cool because I think they'll get some cool collaborations. I think you'll see some people who want to come out and just maybe test run, just jump around with them and having a good time. Like, you know, Steve Aoki, I'm sure, will make an appearance Wasted on Me. But yeah, I can't. And that traffic, man. Oh, God.
And it's May 4th, right? Oh.
So it's May 4th, which actually makes me believe that they are definitely going to make an appearance at the, this isn't confirmed yet, but at the Billboard Music Awards, because the Billboard Music Awards are May 1st in Vegas. So I'm guessing, you know, they always plan their sort of press days around their tour dates and stuff. So that's kind of what I'm predicting. But the crazy thing about them planning this tour right now, though, is that they're not even wrapped with their current world tour.
Wow.
And they're only going to have like 4 weeks off in between making that transition from the tour they're on now to this new tour. But it's called Love Yourself, Speak Yourself. And it's pretty cool. They added Speak Yourself to the name of the tour. Basically inspired by RM's inspiring speech he made at the United Nations in October 2018. Here's a little sample of that.
No matter who you are, where you're from, your skin color, your gender identity, just speak yourself. Find your name and find your voice by speaking yourself.
There so inspiring. So yeah, like I said, tickets go on sale March 1st, so get excited. They only have three stops in the U.S., L.A., Chicago, and New Jersey, so you might have to travel.
I'm definitely going to be there, because Cinco de Mayo weekend, what better way to celebrate Cinco de Mayo than with BTS?
Yes!
And Larry Hernandez is going to be performing with them, right?
If there was a group that could do a like a world tour with 4 weeks off, it's those homeboys. Oh, one, they're young. Two, they travel with a massage team.
Amen to that.
Like, when they rolled
Sign
up in
up.
Here, they had an entourage.
I love
they
it.
They had masseuses. They had people getting snacks and coffee. Like, I would never get off tour.
But don't get it twisted. They're super humble.
Yeah, they are.
Like, they're surrounded by, but they're super humble.
I had a guy being nice while he was getting a massage. Yeah, you know how much of a jerk I'd be if you asked me a question while I was getting my arm rubbed down?
You would, definitely. In case you're wondering, Halsey is not pregnant, you guys.
Good news.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama this week because she basically tweeted out that she had the biggest secret unrelated to the album, and then for some reason everyone jumped to the conclusion that she was pregnant and they were flooding her feed, but she shot down the rumor in the best way because Halsey does that. She said, people think my last tweet is me hinting I'm pregnant, which means I'm either A, gaining weight, or B, acting weirder than usual. And she said, joke's on you, I'm doing both, however, still not pregnant. So, there you
That's
have
awesome.
It.
Like, joke's on you, I'm just on vacation right now.
Yes. She is obviously busy making a new album right now. And she just released a new song with Youngblood called 11 Minutes, a very rock tune. Here's a little sample of that.
And Travis Barker's on the drums, right?
Yeah.
From Blink-182. That's awesome. We're actually going to catch up with them after the show today, so we'll have some more info on that tomorrow.
Definitely. Can't wait. All right, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you want to know what your dream means or nightmare dream means, let us know. We'll call in or text us at 877-971-HITS, and we'll do our best to break it down for you. All right, we have Sharon from Downey on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sharon, thank you so much for reaching out. We're ready to interpret your dream. I will tell you what your dream means according to St. Google and my psychology degree from Cal Poly Pomona. Brian will tell you what he thinks according to his gut feeling.
And no use of my social work degree from Boston College, zero.
And Chelsea will tell you what it means according to the universe That's and your right. zodiac sign.
I got your back, girl.
What do you talk like that, Chelsea?
You're getting like your zen
I'm
going right now?
Into it, you guys. Deep breaths, okay?
Sharon, break it down. What is it that you've been dreaming?
So I've been dreaming a lot lately about cats, big cats, like tigers and lions. And in one of my dreams, I'm in a room full of kittens. And there's a door, like a balcony area, where I step out to the balcony. But in order to get there, I have to step on all these little kittens. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, trying to not kill one.
Oh, no.
But I make it to the balcony area. And then I overlook, I can see jaguars and lions and tigers. Wow. And most of them are female. And at one point, they're chained up. And then the chains break. And they all start running towards me. And I'm just running. And I wake up. I don't know what that means.
The Lion King is coming out this summer. Are you a huge fan? I think that's what it means.
Yes, I am. I'm so ready for it.
Cool. So according to St. Google and my psychology degree, anytime you dream of cats and lots of them, especially in a room, it has to do with people that are actually catty with you.
Oh.
And the fact that there are a lot of cats there, it has to do that with the fact that there's a lot of gossip going on in your life right now. So my psychology degree says this, that you actually stepping on those cats, trying not to hurt them, is you are carrying a lot of tea, a lot of cheese, man. And you're not trying to spill the tea, but you got a lot of secrets and drama in your life that could impact people you care about. Therefore, you're walking on top of these cats without trying to hurt them. Brian, what are your thoughts, bro? What does your gut say?
Well, I look at this and I just see on the horizon, you see cat lady coming towards you. And you do not want to be a cat. I know I'm there with you. That's why it's so scary. They're breaking the chains and you're trying to keep all these cats at bay because you don't want to be a cat lady, but the cats are not taking no for an answer.
Oh my gosh.
Chelsea, what is her zodiac sign is Libra. Yep. So what does that mean in regards to his dream?
So this is really interesting. The super full moon, your spirituality center is bringing you awareness to the less fortunate. So you're likely to be feeling the urge to nurture and assist those in need. So basically, I think you're at a place in your life with the cats. You see the cats. You want to make sure you're not stepping on them. I think you're seeing all these opportunities to help out and give back pop up in your life. Or maybe you haven't yet, but you will start after this phone call. And I think it's kind of a calling into your life right now, you know, to get involved with some philanthropic. How do you say it?
Philanthropic.
I can never say it right.
I agree with Chelsea. Events. You're going to take in a bunch of cats and help them all out.
Sounds good.
Sharon, out of the three interpretations, which one hits home?
Cat lady, definitely. I'm going to be a cat lady. No, I think definitely giving back. I have a lot of things to be grateful for in my life. So,
have you done a lot of charity work in your lifetime?
I've done in the past. I used to work for a community center, and then we did food banks, but tokens transportation, and all kinds of good help to the less fortunate. So I haven't done that back in a while. So
that's awesome. Well, keep your eye out. Mm-hmm. Keep your eye out for signs of exactly which kind of charity you should help out with, because I think you're going to start seeing that pop up, and it'll sort of guide you towards the next charity to get involved in.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You've been blessed with a great platform, so use it for good, Sharon. And you've already been telling us a little bit about it off the air. You work for LAX, and you're part of the committee that's going to help out in remodeling it. And you already told me some amazing wisdom, and I know you're going to help me out. What are you trying to get into LAX when people all come home to L.A.?
King Taco.
Nice.
So all those little kittens are just people that are starving for King Taco.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So our homie Brian right here gets these very interesting emails for acting auditions to play characters that he allegedly matches with. Granted, he's a tall white dude, and 80% of them are absolutely ridiculous, like the one he just recently got where they wanted to play rapper Ja Rule. By the way, we're on Instagram Live right now because Brian's going to do a practice run of trying to be Ja Rule. Instagram at 97.1 AMP Radio.
And it's not just play him. It's impersonate actor Ja Rule for a Firefest mockumentary type, like, as the Firefest, the festival that him and Billy McFarlane threw. You've all heard about that chaos. But they want, it said, Brian, you're a match for Ja Rule impersonator.
Congratulations.
And that's amazing to me. And it says, we're looking for a funny Ja Rule impersonator. It's for an original series and a parody of the infamous Fyre Festival. We need your video showcasing your best Ja Rule impersonation skills. Speak, rap, sing, etc. All is accepted.
So we're going to get our homie Brian ready for this amazing casting call right here. So we're going to give you a little bit of Ja Rule. Is that a gold chain you just busted out?
You can't. If you're going to be Ja Rule, you got to be Ja Rule. Nobody rocks the old bucket hat like Ja Rule does.
Army bucket
this
hat.
This is next level.
All right, so your first part, you got to go after.
Thespian, Chelsea.
Rapper Ja Rule. All right, here we go.
I wanna be without you.
Hey. You really got to get down deep in that voice.
Lucky my allergies are back.
Got that rasp.
You ready for this, bro?
Yeah, let's do it.
Ja Rule, here we go. Right, Brian's audition. Here we go.
Become Ja Rule.
You got this, bro.
What would I be without you? Murder, I wouldn't be without you.
I know you're tired of being lonely. Holla. So baby girl, put it on me. Hey, hey, hey. What would I be without you? It's murder. Only think about you. Holla. I know you're tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on me. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. For first run. For the first run.
Brian is still singing. I can't differentiate. What's going on?
It's murder.
My favorite thing is what your shoulders and hands were doing during that impersonation.
I'm going to have to work on my hip-hop hands. Yes. I get very white when it comes to hip-hop hands.
Your shoulders are just going up and down like you're saying, I don't know.
No. What's
like,
that?
Like, it's like head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Like he was singing that song.
What's the opposite of the, what is the elbows out side to side? Yeah. I'm like the white guy version. Shoulders up, shoulders down. Yeah. Shoulders up, shoulders down.
Elbows up, side to side.
Shoulders up, then they go down.
Chelsea, out of 1 out of 10, 10 being amazing, what do you give that? Does Brian get the...
You know, I want today to be a good day, so I'm gonna go ahead and give him a 7.
I'll take it.
You know, I want.
It's murder.
I want to build your confidence up because I believe in you.
So she gave you a C to build your confidence up, bro.
Yo, dude.
Come on, what do you want from me?
I'll take C for Ja Rule impersonator.
By the way, we're on Instagram Live. Check out this circus we're running right here at 97.1 Amp Radio. All right, the next part. Is Ja Rule as an actor, although he wasn't acting in this. This was real life, the Fyre Festival.
Sadly.
Documentary, the biggest festival that never happened. I'm sure you've seen it on Netflix.
Oh,
so this is an epic scene where they're doing a toast. They're all excited because this is going to be an epic festival out in the Bahamas. And this is Ja Rule's toast. So you got to do the Ja Rule toast.
Okay, I got it.
Festival, right?
Rockstar shit. And this is me and Billy's favorite toast. And this goes to all of us in the room, is to living like movie stars, partying like rock stars, Billy.
And like
tomorrow stars. Too much.
Who's laughing now?
You guys going to be the extras? Yeah, I need extras in this. Okay.
Chelsea and I will be the people at the table right there. Like, yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Are you guys ready?
I'll sound like Mr. Chow.
All right, here we go. Be Ja Rule, Brian.
You
be
got this,
Ja Rule.
All right, so I think they were on a yacht, potentially.
Yeah.
About doing the toast.
Or a room that looked like a yacht, given it was Fyre Festival. They're probably in a Hyatt lobby.
All right, we're in a tent.
All right.
Holla!
Oh.
That's how Ja Rule clears his throat.
You need a cough drop, dog?
Yeah, this is me and Billy and Edgar and Chelsea's favorite toast.
Yeah.
Woo! Here's to living like movie stars.
Yeah. Preach!
Woo!
Partying like rock stars.
Uh-huh. Dilo!
Woo!
And doing it like, yeah, it's murder!
I think you're going to get it, bro. You're definitely going to get it.
You know
this role.
I feel like my extras weren't really on board with it. I feel like...
I was committed.
Chelsea, what were you at on that?
Hey, well, I laughed. I yelled out a couple statements. Fine, we're fine. Don't turn around. Don't turn things around on me.
I give you a 7 out of 10.
Don't turn things around on me. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
How many of you were not surprised when you saw a story pop up on your phone of Tristan cheating on Khloe Kardashian again?
Not
surprised
at all.
Allegedly cheating on her, right? Chelsea is about to break it down for you, try to unpackage and serve this super hot tea of this chisme. Break it down, Chelsea, and then I have a very important question for you that are listening right now, right after Chelsea's done breaking it down.
So a lot of people weren't surprised Tristan cheated on Khloe yet again. But what people are surprised by is how close to home this hits, because he's rumored to have cheated with Kylie Jenner's ride or die, her best friend, Jordan Woods.
Ah, I seen some comments that are like, Kylie, why'd you bring hot girls around? It's your fault. Just like, really? Really? Like, you know how Tristan rolls. Why'd you bring hot girls around?
I hate it when people, their knee-jerk reaction is to be like, well, why did you put him in that situation?
No.
Homeboy, you already got.
Dude.
I mean, he got a get-out-of-jail-free card from Khloe Kardashian. Yep. His life was being ruined. Like, his own fans in Cleveland were booing him, playing basketball. And she gave him a lifeline. Like, I will accept you back in my life. And he did it again.
Well, and from the stories that I'm hearing, hearing, yeah. the sources. So basically what happened, yeah. it sounds like to me this is something that's been going on for a while. Like, I don't think this is just a one-time thing, because basically, so Tristan flew back to LA last week on Valentine's Day to spend the day with Chloe and their daughter. And then I guess on Sunday was when this all went down. This reported story is that he was at a house party in the hills where he was seen basically like cuddling up, couldn't keep his hands off Jordan, making out in front of everyone. You know, now I guess this was a high profile party, so people had to like, you know, confiscate their phones.
Right. The usual. Still, it was Klay Thompson. And Klay Thompson with the Lakers, or for the Golden State Warriors, sorry. Klay Thompson is a dude who hangs out with a ton of like IG models unabashedly, but he's a single dude. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah. So apparently they were all over each other, and that's kind of, a lot of sources were saying it doesn't seem like this was the first time this has been happening, which is super, super shady. Apparently when Chloe found out, because obviously they weren't hiding it at this party, someone's going to say something. She immediately broke things off with Tristan, which she says is for good. She's had enough. You know, Chloe hasn't come out and actually confirmed this, but what did happen is that this outlet actually posted the report of the cheating news, and with the caption, Kylie needs to address some things with Jordan. And Chloe, in the comment section, used a bunch of emojis that looked like yelling speak up emojis. Like, yeah. Yeah, like she does need to address it. Tristan, around the same time that this news broke, he posted and then deleted a tweet that read, fake news. You're an idiot. And then Chloe's best friend, Malika, also commented on an Instagram meme mocking the whole scandal, but she wrote and then deleted, these hoes ain't loyal.
Oof.
So there's just like, you know, it's pretty obvious that this is a real thing. And right. a lot of the Kardashians have unfollowed Tristan and Jordan. Apparently, this just came out that allegedly the whole Kardashian family they decided to write off Jordan. Kylie's been torn because she didn't want to believe it at first, but now she's sort of doesn't know how to handle the situation. So
I saw some more comments where people were saying, hey, there are new auditions for Jordan's Place and Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Right. No.
I was like, by write off, you meant written out of the next season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Okay, so you hear this story, and many of you, unfortunately, have lived the side of being the victim to somebody cheating on you like this. How do we know this? We get your calls all the time about, oh my gosh, my ex cheated on me with a friend of mine or my sister or whatever it may be. So we've heard tons of those calls, and it's super sad. But this morning, we want to hear from you that are the actual perpetrator. You right. are the cheater, right? Like, do you have the courage to call in or text in? We want to understand and try to understand what motivates you to cheat on someone over and over again. But not just that, but cheat on them with somebody that's close to them. A friend, a sibling, a parent, an abuela, right. whatever. We want to... You never know.
Casual serving grandma.
Never know, man.
Scandalous, bro. Yo, be some abuelas looking cute, bro.
Young grannies out there, man.
You know? Glamas. Hit us up, call or text, because I know you exist. Mm-hmm. And just speak your mind. What led you to cheating on somebody with somebody that was close to them over and over again? 877-971-HITS. 877-971-4487. Do you guys think we'll get somebody to call in and really man up or woman up to say this?
I hope so. Maybe they want to get it off their chest. You know right. what I mean? Because maybe it'll be a part of their process and kind of coping with what they're going through and maybe trying to become a better person.
I mean, the stakes are pretty high to ask for somebody who's currently doing that, who hasn't like worked through it. But I even want to hear from the people who, yo, you did that, you made that mistake, you worked through it. What was your mindset then?
Yeah.
Because you're right, Chelsea, it may help somebody who's going through their process mm-hmm. of like rectifying their cheating situation. I think that's a lofty goal. But we'll keep you anonymous if you'd like.
All right, 877-971-HITS. We challenge you. We dare you. If you have cheated on somebody in the past with somebody close to them, we want to hear your thoughts. Oh, wow. Phone lines are blowing up. This is good. All right, cool. Coming up next, we'll chat with you.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about how you cheated on somebody with somebody close to them and what led you to do it.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I had a boyfriend who I was going through a rocky chapter with, and then me and his best friend hooked up.
Did you guys, how did you tell him? Did he find out? And then what happened after the cheating?
Well, honestly, he still does not know.
Okay. Yeah.
And what would you say led you to do that, especially with your significant other's best friend?
Okay, here's the deal. I know it sounds super shady, but the thing about, like, a best friend is, like, we're all hanging out all the time. So, like, we had always had chemistry, but it was sort of, like, this funny friend jokey thing.
Yeah.
And then one thing led to another.
How do you feel about it now? Like, do you want to tell him? Do you want to, are you going to keep hooking up with the best friend? Like, where do you stand now?
So, it should have definitely been a one-and-done type situation, for sure. In retrospect, I can see that. However, it was sort of one of those things where, like, it happens and then you're like, oh, this actually really kind of works, huh?
Oh,
then we, you know, kind of continued for much longer than probably we should have. So it was a note, and honestly, I still feel guilty about it.
Anonymous, thank you so much for calling in, giving us a little more insight into that mindset. Appreciate you, and hopefully things work out for the better, because I'm sure deep down inside you don't want to cheat on people, and hopefully you can work that out.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye. Angelica from LA, good morning.
Good morning.
Angelica, you've cheated on a significant other in the past with somebody close to them. What led you to do it?
So this is currently my husband. We've been together for almost 10 years.
Wow.
At the beginning of the relationship, you know, I cheated on him a couple times. I left him for other people. The reason I feel like I did that, it was because I wasn't sure of what I wanted. I wasn't satisfied, you know, with what I was getting, as in, like, a relationship-wise. Like, you know, I could say, like, you know, I was a little girl.
Right.
Like, physically and emotionally, you weren't satisfied?
Correct. Yeah, I didn't know what I wanted. I saw it as a game, like, you know. But within time, you know, he never gave up on me. He kept coming back. He kept, you know, trying. And then I saw that, you know, what a relationship is really all about. Like, a family, you know, growing up, having communication, you know. Now we have two kids. Thank God, you know, we're still together. And till the day, he has forgiven me for what I've done to him. But I do believe that we cheat because we don't know what we want.
Right. So you had to work through your own issues of where you were maturity-wise and all those things before you could have a family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you don't value, you don't see the worth of the other person, so you really don't care.
Appreciate your raw honesty on that, Angelica, and I'm glad that things are a lot better now and you've been loyal.
I'm really happy. I'm, like, extremely in love, you could say, till the day, and I really appreciate that he never gave up on me.
That's awesome right there. Coming up next, we're going to speak to Heather, our therapist, and if you are somebody that keeps cheating on others and you're like, damn, I know it's wrong, but it just keeps happening. We hate this, right? But one thing led to another.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But Heather is going to break it down for you in the sense of, like, how can you get to a place where you can't stop cheating on somebody? And what is it really, what's the root of you cheating on people?
Why is it happening?
Yeah, exactly. Coming up next on 97.1 Amp Radio, shout out to John from LA. He also texted in. He said he actually cheated on his wife because she kept putting him down. Victor from West Covina said he cheated due to revenge. A lot of different reasons. But
none
a lot
of them
of people
sound healthy.
Putting the blame on others as to why they cheated. Coming up next, we'll break it down with our therapist, Heather. Heather, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you for being with us, Heather. Let's put ourselves in that situation where you just cheated on your significant other. You got caught. You realize it's a huge mistake. What's the first step you take to not fulfill that prophecy of once a cheater, always a cheater?
So I'm going to take a step back, and I think the once a cheater, always a cheater is the wrong question. And the reason why is because we all struggle to some degree with feeling insecure or feeling like we're not enough or not perfect. And no matter how far we push those feelings down or we try to pretend that we don't have those feelings, those thoughts are affecting our behaviors, and they're always coming up in one way or another. And so if you think of the saying, hurt people, that'll kind of help us talk about what they should be doing about it. So the first step is actually to dig up what are those negative thoughts or insecurities that we have about ourselves, and then we can identify what behaviors are coming out from those negative thoughts. So then after you figure those two things out, you're going to have to go into those very hurt places inside yourself and heal those places. And then after that, that's when you can figure out how to stop the behavior of cheating. If you think of those guys that are, you know, out there trying to sleep with as many women as they can and they're putting notches on their belt, they're trying to fill a void that is telling themselves that they're not good enough. So if I sleep with enough women, that's going to mean I'm good enough. And so that will be different for every person. So that's why this specific person is going to have to figure out what it is that's influencing their behavior.
But what stops them from feeling that sort of remorse or feeling that? I mean, maybe they are, but I feel like for someone like Tristan Thompson, he's doing it over and over and over again. And now it's like he has a daughter. How can he keep hurting those people that clearly he cares about?
I think that we all have different motivations for our behavior. And it seems like maybe he hasn't had enough consequences. And so, you know, moving on to, should the partner stay with them? The better question is it healthy for them to stay with this person while they are working through their issues? Maybe people are continuing to let him do so and letting them walk all over themselves.
Let's say someone's listening right now. Maybe they cheated on their significant other, thinking about confessing, or maybe they just did it. What's the first step? First thing, if you made a decision that you regret in cheating on somebody, what's the first thing that you should do in trying to reconcile that with someone that you do care about?
I wouldn't say go tell your partner first. I would say take a look inside and sit down, journal, write, talk to a close friend, and figure out what was the motivation for doing it in the first place. Then that way you can identify what is your plan to stop this. Once you go to your partner, you can tell them, this is why I did it. I know it's not going to make it any better, but this is my plan to make it up to you, and this is how I promise that it won't happen again. So whether you're going to go to therapy or you're going to continue to speak to them every day about it, or you guys are going to purposely plan things that's going to build the trust in your relationship to prevent it from happening in the future.
And Heather, last question for you. If you are somebody that has been cheated on and you have agreed to try to work things out, what kind of role should you play to that person that cheated on you while they're trying to be loyal and change?
Work through their issues, yeah.
I think that it should be little to none. And the reason why is because people don't change for others. Mm. They change for themselves. They decide that this is something that I want to work on. And I do know that the partner can make things worse sometimes by continuously making them feel bad about it or shaming them. My suggestion would be to do this with a professional, so that when you go home and you're talking to your partner about it, you have worked through how to deal with someone shaming you, how to deal with someone bringing it up, even though you're trying to do better.
Heather, thank you so much. Always have amazing responses and help for our listeners and ourselves that are listening here well.
Kidding. I feel like we learned something.
Yeah. So we love you for that, Heather. How can our listeners reach out to you via social media for any other questions?
Yeah, so my social media handle, I'm mostly on Instagram, but it's Heather the Therapist. Very simple. So Instagram at Heather the Therapist.
Awesome. Thank you, Heather. Have a great week. Appreciate you.
Love you guys. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Love you too.
The Chelsea Report.
So at this point, if there's a chart involved, Ariana Grande is dominating it.
Breaking all the records.
So she has now become, get this, the first artist to claim the top three spots on the Billboard Hot 100.
Wow.
This actually hasn't been accomplished since the Beatles did it back in 1964.
Damn! Exactly.
Pretty crazy. So her song Seven Rings is at number one.
I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it, yeah.
And this week marks its fourth week at number one. Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored is at number two.
Break Up With Your Girlfriend.
And Thank You Next at number three.
Thank you, next.
Thank you, because we don't play those enough. No, appreciate that.
I almost forgot what they sounded like.
Every hour.
I think Break Up With Your Girlfriend on Board is going to be number one next week.
For sure.
Right?
I mean, the fans are determined, and Arianators are very passionate. They'll make it happen 100%. But the best thing about this whole thing is, so Ariana tweeted that she basically didn't believe that she accomplished such a feat. Apparently, when she first saw on social media, like the Billboard chart, that it had like her name listed in the top three spots, she basically said, whoa, wait, this is for real? I thought it was a joke. I thought that you guys, my fans, edited it for it for my name to be in all three spots. So
Brian,
it's kind of funny.
Do you buy that? That's really what she thought?
Hell no. She knew exactly what she was coming for. And secretly, she's like, why am I not in all five of those spots? But she's throwing out to the fans like, oh my God, I can't believe you fans did this.
Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the Taylor Swift surprise face. Like whenever at every award show, she'd like have this very fake like, me?
What?
I can't believe it. That's what
I was such a dark horse.
I know. Whatever though. She deserves it. She also broke the record for the most simultaneous top 40 Billboard Hot 100 hits by any female artist, charting at 11. So she's killing it right now.
Good for her.
Moving on. So Burberry is the next clothing brand to apologize for offending people with one of their clothing designs. This blows my mind. So during London Fashion Week, which was last week, they debuted a new sweatshirt that's the strings on the hoodie part of it are tied in the shape of a noose around the neck.
Idiots.
So dumb.
And not just that, but the chief executive of Burberry posted on Instagram that he was dedicating the show, that show, with the sweatshirt with the noose around the neck, to the youth of today.
I mean, this is tone deaf.
Does he not know what's going on with suicide in our world, and especially here in our country?
Exactly. And I think it's interesting, one of the models that was actually in the show, not the girl, her name's Liz Kennedy, she's not the girl that actually wore the sweatshirt. She's the one who kind of called it out on Instagram, basically saying, suicide is not a fashion, it's not glamorous nor edgy, and since this show is dedicated to the youth expressing their voice, here I go. And she kind of went on to, you know, to vent about it. Burberry obviously has since issued an apology, saying, you know, they're deeply sorry for the distress that they've caused, and that, you know, their intention was not to upset anyone.
I mean, the suicide thing, okay, maybe that's a blind spot for people who've never experienced losing someone to suicide. I'm saying maybe.
Yeah.
I'm throwing it out there saying maybe. But we've had a lot of noose in the news lately with, like, racism and lynchings, anti-lynching bill that Senator Cory Booker's putting out. We also had the Justice Smollett situation, where part of the story, and granted, we're all unfold, that story is unfolding, that debacle, one day at a time, but the noose was part of the story.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So whether the suicide part's a blind spot, you gotta know that there's the entire lynching component that's wildly offensive.
So wild, man, that this keeps happening. I think we've talked about, what is the solution to this? You got to diversify the people that are working at these brands to be able to be like, yo, let me raise a little red flag about this noose or about this turtleneck that has a black face on it. You know what I'm saying?
But unless they're doing it because they want to get press and they want to get, and that's really so messed up, but like that could be part of it.
It's gross.
I think the way to make press, if I'm Burberry, if I was going to pitch something to them, I would say make a story about how, because of your cultural diversity, you caught that. You're like, we almost put this out, but thankfully we hire all genders, all ethnicities, and everything to catch these things.
Definitely. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, Chelsea,
97.1 Amp Radio.
Pat Moody's in building.
Commercial free Monday.
Brian's little bro. Thank you to our listeners who have been following along with his journey and supporting Pat as he's battling and will beat colon cancer. You've been following him on social media at Pat Moot. He's been doing documentary about this. And we just want an update, bro. Like, where you at right now? What's next for you?
You know, those are two incredible questions. Right now, the question I can't answer is where I'm at right now. And that is, I'm on my final round of chemotherapy.
Like, as we speak, he's got a machine strapped to him right now in a fanny pack.
I'm getting dangerous chemicals pumped into my body right now. Dangerous chemicals that will save me, though, in the long run. And that is why I feel so fortunate. And that is why when you ask what's next, it's really hard for me to kind of put it into words. Because what do you do after this? I mean, you have a new lease on life. You also feel kind of almost this guilt for being one of the lucky ones. Because what I've seen through this whole process is how many people didn't get to it as soon as I did and didn't have the same opportunity, which is making me realize so much that in this kind of prevention of cancer, it's all about treatment. It's all about screening. You know what I mean? It's all about catching it early. And so that's what I'm trying to support. Like, I'm trying to push people to do is to not be afraid of going to the doctor, you know?
How are you feeling right now? Like, how
I feel pretty awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough to say now. And I've gotten used to a certain level of just like discomfort. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm on all my nausea meds right now and everything. It's mostly just like you feel like you're on the strongest cold pills in the world.
Those anti-nausea pills are no joke, man. I took one when I had a hangover. Woo!
Yeah.
They're amazing.
They're incredibly...
On purpose, Brian?
Yeah, he gave me one. Oh, okay, he was like, hang in there, buddy.
Take one of these and start drinking again.
And just to recap a little bit of the timeline, I think the news came that you had a colon cancer. Was it about 8 months ago?
It was, about 8 months ago, May 20th.
Well, I just want to thank you and Brian. You guys have both taken this on in such an amazing way in the sense of like, you know what? Yes, it's happening to me, but what can I do with what's happened to me to do something positive?
Sure.
And you've documented this. You've supported the American Cancer Society in many different ways. Mm-hmm. And because of that, we want to honor you guys today. I know you guys are freaking out because you saw some people walk into the studio.
Let
me tell you who these people are. It's Christina, Becky, and Adriana from the American Cancer Society.
Hey, guys.
And they're here today to surprise you and to honor you.
Thank you. Yes.
for the amazing work that you've done for the American Cancer Society. I mean, and ladies, please step up. Come hang out over here with me.
Thank you so much. You guys are going to make me cry. This is too nice.
Thank you. Your name is?
Hi, I'm Christina Martell, American Cancer Society.
So what is it that you have in your hands right here? And what would you like to say to Pat and Brian?
What I have here in my hands is just a very simple thank you. Just a small token of our appreciation from the bottom of our hearts for all that you've done for the American Cancer Society, AMP Radio. You've been a longtime partner, but in this significant event, this is a determination, Los Angeles, for American Cancer Society. You guys are going to be walking at the LA Marathon all the way from Dodger Stadium to the Santa Monica Pier, and all that to help with research, cancer research, but most importantly, free cancer patient services and programs. Everything that the American Cancer Society provides is free.
It's an honor. It really is. And honestly, to be able to be involved with you guys.
The rest of our listeners, if they want to get involved, what is the best way? Where can we log on to be able to get involved and help?
You can reach us via our website at acsdeterminationla.org, Instagram at acsdeterminationla to get further details.
Thank you guys for allowing us to be a part of your life in that way, as friends that we all are, but also to our listeners. And again, man, it's absolutely amazing how you took something that is very devastating to so many people. At the same time, you're using it to be able to help out others that are going through this. Love you, bro.
Yeah, I love you too. You guys, really, like, this brings a tear to my eye. It means so much to know that people out there care. Sometimes I think it's easy to feel like you've been forgotten in this process, and like helping to remind everyone that we are thinking about you and that we care and that we want to, you know, that we want to help, I think is so very important. So thank you so much. Awesome. Love you guys. Much love everybody out there who's fighting. Keep fighting.
Thank you so much to Christina, Becky, and Adriana from the American Cancer Society. Thank you for all that you do. And you know that AMP Radio has your back always.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Thank you. High fives all around.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
What was your best excuse for not doing your homework? Dog ate my homework. I didn't have my pencil broke. I didn't have a pencil sharpener. What am I supposed to do? Sharpen it with my teeth? I don't know. Whatever it was.
We legit growing up had a cat that was like this weird, like borderline wild cat my mom found. And it one time seriously ate my brother's homework. So we had to go in there with like, yo, my cat, this cat ate. And our teacher had to call our parents and they were like, no, we have like a ferocious wild beast that just decided he was going to shred everything in his math book.
There you go. So I think we found though the most epic excuse or reasoning why somebody didn't do their homework. It's a 14-year-old kid out of Oxford, California. His letter's now gone viral as to his reasoning why he did not do his homework.
Edward Cortez. Now, Edward's parents got an email from his teacher saying, hey, Edward missed an assignment. He missed homework. And what I'd like him to do to make up for the assignment that he missed is write me a succinct letter about why he did not do his homework.
A good learning lesson, right?
Right. You know, if I want a written explanation and apology from Edward Cortez. Now, Edward, when I'm reading this letter, you will definitely feel a change in the tone. And I must applaud young Edward Cortez because he makes a compelling case.
A great writer, man. Future is a writer right there.
Okay, here we go. I didn't do my homework because I don't want to do schoolwork over the weekend. Okay. Because it's a stress-free time for me to go out with my friends, watch TV, and play games. I also don't want to because it makes me very mad and unhappy. And I do what makes me happy.
Oh, man.
Because I want to be happy. Plus, my mom has been finding gray hairs because she's not trying to stress out about things like homework. Homework stresses me out. Dog, the real world jobs don't give you homework.
Dog.
Listen, dog. Unless you're a boss or teacher. Homework is not a thing in the real world, so we should not have to do it in school because it's not useful. Case closed.
Damn.
The court rules in the favor of Edward Emmanuel Cortez in the case of students versus homework.
He wrote that at the end?
The end. That's right.
Oh my gosh. Or he's going to be a lawyer or something.
He legitimately wrote, case closed in favor of Edward Emmanuel Cortez in the case of student v. homework.
Oh my gosh.
Student, not even versus, just v.
Bro, he one, he's a little too familiar with how court cases are written. But two, he makes a really good point. All right, I think a lot of people will get on board with that. His mom's finding gray hairs because she stresses out. You know what gives me stress? Homework. I don't need gray hair as a 14-year-old.
He's trying to avoid it, you know? One of the worst things, man, during summer, that's when you're like, as a kid, you're like, yes, no school, get to hang out. My brother would have me do book reports during summer school, bro.
Really?
Not even summer school, just off my on my summertime.
Your brother?
Wait, yeah.
Who does that?
Exactly.
Monster! Yeah.
Exactly, bro. The reason behind it is because both of my brothers are 12 and then my other brother's 15 years older than I am. So they took more like a father figure role in my life. And I think that was their way of like picking on me.
I was going to say, they're just messing with you. And they're like, you have to do this book report. And then they're like, can you believe he's actually believing us? Gullible.
Are you convinced that you weren't just doing book reports they had to do for college? Yeah, like, Edgar, summarize this for us.
Oh, shoot. He was going to Santa Ana College at the time.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We got the Dopest Moment Award about to be given out right now. And it goes out to our homie Brian for his epic Ja Rule impersonation he did earlier this morning.
Okay, I'll take it.
It's up on our Instagram live videos at 97.1 Amp Radio because the visual is even better. But basically, what happened is that, you know, Brian, not only is he a host with us, but he's also an actor and stand-up comedian. So he gets casting emails that, according to this email system, matches him with perfect auditions. And in this case, they matched them with a Ja Rule impersonator.
That's right.
So we thought we'd give Brian a practice run live on the air to see how well he would do. To bust out his best Ja Rule.
I mean, I want to nail this, you guys. I really want to nail this one.
So this is what happened. Check this out. Is that a gold chain you just bust out?
If you're going to be Ja Rule, you got to be Ja Rule.
You ready for this, bro?
Yeah, let's do it.
Ja Rule, here we go. All right, Brian's audition. You got this, bro.
What would I be without you? Murder, I wouldn't be without you. I know you're tired of being lonely. Holla. So baby girl, put it on me. Hey, what would I be without you? It's murder. Only think about you. Holla. I know you're tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on me. For a first run. It's murder.
My favorite thing is what your shoulders and hands were doing during that impersonation.
I'm going to have to work on my hip-hop hands. Yes. I get very white when it comes to hip-hop hands.
Is Ja Rule, is it Brian? I don't know.
Man. That raspy voice.
Holla.
Does your throat hurt after doing that impression?
Well, I got lucky today because my allergies have kicked in a little bit for some reason. Probably because of the wind the last few days. So I woke up this morning like, holla.
I hope that Ja Rule is listening, and I hope you heard that. That's what I want.
I can't wait for casting to get back to me because I'm just going to send them our live stream video. They can see my super white hip-hop shoulders.
Check it out. The video's up on Instagram Live at 97.1 Amp Radio. Yes, your thing's coming up next, taking over your radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy or your peace. Let's roll.
I
want to.
97.1
Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.